The Josh Griesenbach Show, Episode 2, The True Self. Hey there, and welcome to The Josh Griesenbach Show. I am Josh Griesenbach, and it is a thrill to have you with us. Let me ask you a question, if I may be so bold. And the question is this, my good sirs and madams. Do you believe that there is a version of yourself that transcends every experience that you have ever had in your life? If you answered yes, then you, my good sirs and madams, believe in the concept of the true self. If you answered no, then I got nothing for you. I'm just kidding. Keep listening. Now, before we jump too much further into the concept of the true self and how this can fit in to Catholicism, let's get on the same page about what the true self is. And I'd like to do that through an example. So, close your eyes. As long as you're not driving. If you are driving, say a Hail Mary and then close your eyes. Ha ha, just kidding. But anyways, do close your eyes. And picture yourself floating through an open expanse. You look around and there's nothing. You're a new creature. Not only can you see nothing, but there is nothing. Nothing that you've encountered, at least. So you're this new creature, you're floating through nothingness. You've never had any experiences. You've never known anybody. You've never seen or known anything before. Now, let me ask you another question. A lot of questions going on today. Let's continue. Let me ask you this question. What are your beliefs? What do you think about things? What are your likes and dislikes? Can you tell me? That is the true self. Who you would be if you had never experienced anyone else, if you had never experienced anything else, and you were trying to get to the center of who you are. What are your thoughts and beliefs? What are your likes and dislikes? Who really are you? If you had never had any of the experiences that you have before. Now, so that's kind of a cool concept just unto itself, just the psychological ramifications, just sitting, you could sit quietly and think about that. You know, who am I if, or who would I be if I had never had blank happen to me? And you could fill in the blank. Now, it's important to keep in mind that you also have to go the other way and say, like, okay, so blank happened, and whether it was a good or bad thing, I am who I am right now, which I bet is pretty awesome. But you have to say who I am right now, as awesome as I am, I owe that to everything that's happened before. The good things and the bad things. So you could sit and think about who you would be if you had never had these experiences before, and I think that the interesting and the cool thing that you can get out of that is a sense of who you really are, like underneath everything. Because sometimes we'll get bogged down into being really reactionary. You know, it's almost like I have had people do bad things to me in the past before. So instead of, and this is a trap, but it's a trap that a lot of people fall into. And the trap is this. If I've had people do bad things to me in the past, then I will keep people at an arm's distance, if not more than that, so that they won't be able to get close enough to do something bad to me. And then the question becomes, well, if the person or the people had never done those bad things to you in the beginning, what would you be like if that had never happened? Would you still be keeping people at arm's length or a greater distance than that? Or would you allow yourself to get closer to people? And then that being said, if you would have let people get closer to you, would that version of you have been happier? So thinking about stuff like that and then cutting out, you know, thinking about, so like if this hadn't happened, maybe I'd be a totally different and happy person. Well, what you can do is all mental. You can't go back in time. If you do figure that out, give me a call or send me an email and we will go back in time and we will hang out with Abraham Lincoln. But then we'll come back because they didn't have awesome things. They didn't have iPhones. Couldn't survive like that. We could try. Try for a little while. I mean, they've got cool bonfires. That'd be fun. But Abraham Lincoln has some fun ghost stories. He lived in the middle of nowhere. But after the stories were told, what would you do? Eventually you'd run out of things. They might have had cool bonfires. I don't think they had marshmallows. As scary as that is, imagine that world. Don't. Don't, because you'll get bogged down and you'll never come back. Let us get back to the point of talking about the true self. But first, and if this is the first time you've heard this sort of thing, you're in for quite a treat. But first, before we continue talking about the true self, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back on the Josh Griesenbach Show.
Hey, Josh Griesenbach here for the Jurassic Diet. Are you tired of diets that don't work? Diets that are supposed to help you get closer to nature and to perfect health. Did you try the Paleo Diet? Well, now try the Jurassic Diet. Here's a testimonial from someone who probably tried the Jurassic Diet.
What is the Jurassic Diet? I tried the Jurassic Diet, and it worked great. Okay, so you're going to give me $5 now, right?
So how do you follow the Jurassic Diet? Simple. To follow the Jurassic Diet, all you need to do is eat small reptiles and chickens while screaming, just like the large predators did during the Jurassic era. Think about it like this. Have you ever heard of a fat dinosaur?
Brontosaurus excluded.
No way! And why is that? Because they would eat small lizards and chickens while screaming.
Are there, like, any foods you can't eat on the Jurassic Diet?
Who are you and how did you get in here?
A simple answer would be nice.
Well, that's an easy one. No, you can eat anything you want as long as it has small lizards or chickens on it and you're screaming. So, what have you got to lose? Try the Jurassic Diet today.
This ad paid for by Flies Against Small Lizards That Try to Eat Us.
And we're back. Josh Griesenbach Show, talking about the true self. I hope you enjoyed that. So before the break, we were talking about the true self and about some of the ways that you could take the concept of the true self and use it for your own betterment. Now let's talk really directly about the true self from a Catholic perspective and what you could do with that information. And here are some of the things that I have come up with. One, you could spend some quiet time praying, thinking about who you really are and who God wants for you to be, and you can do two things with it. So you could think about who you would be if you could start with a clean slate, like really wipe away all your good experiences and your bad experiences. Who are you at the heart of everything? So that's one way that you can take it. And I think that that's, well, you should take both. But so that's one thing that you can do with it. And I think that that's a good thing to do and that you can definitely get something out of that. And the other side of that is I would recommend that you spend some quiet time praying and thinking about who you, how the things that have happened to you, the good things, the bad things, the boring things, the exciting things, how all of those things have been intended by God to create you, to make you into the person that you are. And I think that's really cool because the reality is that God is in control of everything and that if the good and bad things that have happened to you, if they never did, you wouldn't be the person that you are right now. And I think we can all agree that the person that you are is great. And hopefully you feel like you're moving in the right direction. And all of your experiences are such a big part of creating the person that you are right now. So I'd encourage you to spend some time thinking about that, and I think that takes the concept of the true self and takes it a step further so that you're not only just focusing on yourself, you know, even when you're looking at the true self, you don't have to just focus on yourself, you know, and focusing on how the good and bad experiences have helped you to become the person that God wants for you to be, and how you're becoming more and more, increasingly, the person that God wants for you to be. I think that helps, or that can help you to focus on God and not just yourself. So why has God created you, the unique individual that you are, with the true self that exists, you know, who you really are? Why has God created that? Why has God created you? And I think that the next step beyond that is getting to the heart of not only who you really are, but what you are doing, what you're supposed to be doing, like where you're going, like where you fit in with the big picture of everybody else. And I think that meditating on the true self in that way helps to bring us closer to God. And I'll leave you with that thought. If you liked what you heard, and I hope that you do, and you would like to get in contact with me and chat about the true self and what the concept is done for you, and after you've had some time to think about it, you know, what you think about it, hit me up on Twitter. It's at Josh Gresenbach, so JOSHGRESONBACH. And you can also visit my website at thejoshgresenbachshow.wordpress.com. You can also send me an email to thejoshgresenbachshow@gmail.com. And you can also find this podcast, just depending on how you did find it, you can find it on the Apple iTunes store by searching The Josh Gresenbach Show, or you can go right to Podomatic, where I post the episodes, and that is at thejoshgresenbachshow.podomatic.com. That's PODOMATIC. Thank you for checking out the podcast. I am Josh Gresenbach, and I will catch you next time.